It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? I'm doing very well today. Thinking about groceries. I've been grocery shopping and asking my grocer if I could borrow something that's in the grocery store. Could you imagine what that might be? Put things in it, and then sometimes you pour them out. But it fits on to something. You ever been to the grocery store? Well, right in the kitchen is the other part of this. And we'll just see it now, okay? Here it is. A scales. A scales. And when you put things in here, then the scale goes up like that. I'll show you. I'll put one banana in and we'll see how much it weighs. See, it weighs that much. And these little numbers down in here tell how much it costs. Now put another banana in, and that'll weigh more, you see. Because there are two in it. Now let's put a third banana in. See how much three bananas weigh. More for three. Four bananas. Let's see how much five bananas weigh. More than 2 pounds. Then we'll start taking them out. Now there are four left in there. Three. Two. One. Now I'll be back to zero. Okay, that's for bananas. Now, some oranges and apples. Let's see. Let's do oranges first. One orange, and see how far this goes up for one orange. Another orange. Another orange. And one more. Now that's how much four oranges weighs. Clear up to there. Now let's try apples. One apple, two apples, number three apple, number four apple. Apples don't weigh as much as oranges. No. Now a glass with some water. There's the glass. And it's empty. We're going to weigh the empty glass first, and I'm going to put some water in it and see. You like to weigh things? I do. And we'll see how much the empty glass weighs. That's how much the empty glass weighs. Now, as I put a little bit of water in, the more water I put in, the more it's going to weigh. Watch. And when you take it out, it'll go right back to nothing. The more that goes in, the more it weighs.
Mr. Rogers!
Sounds like Mr. McFeely, doesn't it? Yes, Mr. McFeely? Why, you're here.
Here's the scale for you, Mr. Rogers. Oh. Yes, brought it right in the front door for you.
Thank you very much. Mr. McFeely brought us a people's scale.
This is what doctors use, Mr. Rogers, in their offices.
Yeah. Would you like to pretend you're a doctor?
Oh, pretend I'm a doctor, Mr. Rogers, okay. And I'll wear you. Here, we'll help you off with your lab coat here.
Jump
right into it here. Be a speedy doctor today, Mr. Rogers, a speedy doctor.
You weigh me and measure me, all right?
Already, you step right up there, Mr. Rogers, and I'll pretend I'm the doctor. That's right. Now, we have to get this little weight right over here.
Usually you take off your shoes, though.
Yes, usually. Not enough time today, Mr. Rogers. I'm in a hurry today, so I'll be
you're
a speedy way for you, Mr. Rogers. Here we go. Now we'll just...
You're always in a hurry,
put this
Mr.
one over
McFeely.
There. No, put this one back here. That's what I'll do, Mr. Rogers. We have to move the big one first. Let me move this little one across here. There we go, pretty soon. Oh, this way, I'll... Hi, Mr. Rogers, you're heavier than I thought you were. I'll move the bottom one. Now, I'm sure we'll get it. Why, no! Are you... Oh, I know, Mr. Rogers. One more little move here. There we go. Now I'll have it there for you, Mr. Rogers. So you have to practice to be a doctor, Mr. Rogers.
You bet you do.
Now, there we go. Almost. We're almost. Do you think I'll have it this time, Mr. Rogers?
I hope so, Mr.
No? McFeely. Can you give me some suggestions, Mr. Rogers?
Maybe if you just put it over there a little more. A
little more. There we go. It has to balance right in the center. Almost.
Either that or maybe back to this one and clear over here for this one.
Why, there we go, Mr. Rogers. It's almost balancing in the center. There we go, Mr. Rogers. How much do you weigh? Can you tell me?
It looks like...
I'll come back
149.
Here. 149. Right, Mr. Rogers, right on the button.
Thank you very much.
Now, what I'll tell you what I'll do next, Mr. Rogers, you just turn around here and we'll measure. There you go.
Yes,
stand straight and tall. I'm going to measure how tall you are now, Mr. Rogers. Up this hole. Here we go. Up we go. Up we go. Up once more. There.
I can't even feel anything.
Oh, it never hurts, Mr. Rogers. I'll just run around to this side and see how much you weigh. Oh, how tall? Oh, Mr. Rogers, guess how tall you are.
Well, I should be about 6 feet
tall. You're 6 foot tall. That's right, Mr. Rogers. 6 feet tall. 6 feet tall. That's right, Mr. Rogers. You're growing. You're growing.
Well, I'm pretty well grown, Mr. McFeely. Would you like me to weigh you? Well,
that would be a splendid idea. Splendid. I'll just take this coat off, and you pretend you're the doctor now. All right, Mr. Rogers?
All right.
Here we go. On a coat. There we are. Now, I'll just up with the scale here.
Mr. McFeely, would you kindly step up on the scale?
Thank you very much.
Now, let me see here.
Well, you're much better than I am, Mr. Rogers.
I've practiced weighing people. There it is. See, it's just going right in between there. So that means you're 163.
163, Mr. Rogers.
With all those clothes on.
Oh, my speedy delivery clothes, Mr. Rogers.
Would you turn around? Stand up tall, Mr. McFeely. Doesn't hurt, does it?
Not a bit.
Now, if you step down, we'll be able to read
Alrighty,
what it is.
Step right down.
Yes, you're 6 feet also.
I'm the same as you, Mr. Rogers. Well, here we go.
Sure are.
We certainly grow, Mr. Rogers. I think we won't grow any taller, will we?
I don't think so, no. But our friends certainly will.
They certainly will. Well, I have to go deliver some more packages, Mr. Rogers, so I'll rush off now. I'll be back later on this evening for the scale, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much,
Just
Mr.
enjoy
McFeely.
It. Weigh all your friends today, Mr. Rogers. All righty?
I will.
Well, good day. Good day. Bye-bye.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Come on,
Thank
Mr.
you
Rogers.
For playing doctor with
You're
me.
Welcome, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. McFeely. Did you ever go on one of these? In the doctor's office? Or anywhere? I like the way it goes. Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then you stand there very tall, and he tells you how high you are. What about one of these? Did you ever see one of these? It's a stethoscope. And the doctor puts this in his ear like that, and then puts this all around your chest and all around your back, and he can hear about things inside your body. He can't hear what you're thinking, no.
but he can hear whether there are any rumbles or things in there that you might say that you have a cold or something. Mm-hmm. It just helps him to know. But nobody can hear inside what you're thinking. You tell people things. Well, you tell them things when you want to, because you like to be told things yourself, don't you? I mean, you like to be told if you're going to the doctor what's going to happen there, don't you? Boy, I like to know things. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told. I like to be told if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told. I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things. All those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told. I like to be told. I know you do too. Sure. Makes you feel so much better if before you go to the doctor's office, somebody tells you exactly what it's going to be like. Mm-hmm. That's why I like to show you these things. And weighing and measuring on scales like that doesn't hurt a bit, does it? Let's look in the neighborhood of make-believe and see what's going on in there today, okay? Do you see Daniel's clock? I do. Ticking and talking. There's the fountain and the museum go round. Hello, make-believe. There's X's tree. In Henrietta's house. There's the factory. And the telephone booth. And there comes the trolley. And there's the king's castle. Come on in, trolley. Hi, trolley. How much do you weigh, trolley? Do you know? 6.5. Good. Maybe you, 6.5-pound trolley, would take us to make-believe. Would you please? Good, thank you.
How does it sound to you, Nurse Miller?
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds good.
You're in very good shape, Corny.
Oh, I'm glad. You mean I'm all checked up for another time?
Yes, and you see, it didn't even hurt.
Oh, you're a great nurse. Boy, thank you, a rocket.
Oh, you're welcome, Corny. Dr. Frog's going to be very pleased with this report.
Well, I'm glad. Say hello to the doctor for me, will you? I haven't seen him in a coon's age.
I will, Corny. Good day.
Good day to you.
Bye.
Bye, nurse.
Is there anything more I can do for you, dear?
No, thank you, Hilda Margaret. Here comes my nurse now.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Frog. How are you?
Very well, dear nurse. Thank you.
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, well, enough of this idle chatter. Back to your work, Hilda Margaret.
Yes, Frank. Do-do.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Frog.
Bye-bye.
Now, what's your report, Nurse Miller?
Oh, now, Mr. Peshley at the Rocket Factory is in very good shape, Dr. Frog. All his tests check out just fine.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. Doctors and nurses help people stay well. That's one good thing.
Yes, Doctor.
Now, by my records, you need to examine Lady Elaine Fairchild next.
Yes, that's right. And then Sarah Saturday and King Friday.
Very well. On with you. Never waste a minute for health's sake.
Yes, Doctor. Now, I wonder where I can find Lady Elaine Fairchild. Lady Elaine! Lady Elaine Fairchild! Lady Elaine?
Yes, dear.
Where are you?
I won't tell.
Oh, Lady Elaine, all I want to do is give you a little checkup.
Well, no thanks, dear. Don't bother with the checkup.
Well, I guess I'll go to the castle first.
I think I'll be a clown for a while, too. I've got my boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Miss Polificate. May I please make an appointment with Sarah Saturday and King Friday in the garden? Yes, it's checkup time again. Weighing and measuring. I'll be there in 12.
How good of you to come, Nurse Miller.
Oh, are you all ready to be weighed and measured, Miss Saturday?
I am indeed. You nurses are so helpful to people.
Oh, well, that's our pleasure, Miss Saturday.
Thank you.
Now, if you'll just step up here on the scale, please.
Like that.
We get there and we'll get your height.
Have to stand still, I guess.
Oh, yes, please do. Now, we pull it down and we set it. Two. Oh, that's marvelous. That's 10.
Oh, 10.
Mm-hmm. Now just wait a minute till I get your weight. Now, if you just step over a little to the center there, Miss Saturday, it'll be just fine.
There?
Now, if we can just get it.
Oh, I think I'm caught.
Oh, yes, you are. Just a moment till I set that down out of the way. Now, here you are. Oh, that's very good, Miss Saturday. And that is...
Oh, that much?
30.
Oh.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been having some very good food lately.
Have you really?
Really enjoy it.
What have you been eating?
Oh, I've just been having some of the cornbread that I like so well.
Oh, Miss Saturday, that does put on a bit of weight.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen Lady Elaine Fairchild today?
No, I haven't. Are you going to give her a checkup?
Well, I'm supposed to, but I think she's hiding.
Oh. Well, maybe she's afraid.
Well, I wonder. Well, now, I think your checkup is just fine.
Oh, good.
You have a good bill of health, Miss Saturday.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much. I think I'll just go tell King Friday that I've finished.
Oh, yes, I am ready for him right now.
Good, I'll tell him and thank you again.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah, nice scale and measure.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, dear.
Nurse Miller, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I trust that you found Sarah Saturday in good health.
Oh, excellent health.
We've been having some good dinners here at the castle.
Yes, so she's been telling me.
Yes, I really enjoy the cooking and eating these days.
Now, Your Highness, if you'll just step on the scale, please, for me.
Yes, I'm prepared for my checkup.
Thank you.
Right up here.
Oh, I'll have to put this up a little higher for you. Do you mind very much taking off your crown, Your
Highness? Oh, no, I always leave it on. It makes me a little higher.
Oh, well... With crown, it's 12.
12. I always wanted to be 13, but I got to be 12. Someday I'll get a higher crown.
That might be a very good idea.
Mm.
If you'll just step onto the scales, please. That's much better. I'll just see how you are. Oh. That is 45, Your Highness.
45? Is that more than last time?
Yes, I'm afraid it is just a little more than last time.
Must be the cornbread.
I think it must be.
That's great. Yes, I really, truly enjoy it. Are you sure it was 45? Let's check it once
yes,
more.
Yes, would you sit on? Thank you. Just a little over to the center, please. It'd be much better.
Yes.
There you are. I'm afraid I can't change it, King Friday.
Boomerang, tumerang, sumerang.
Oh, I'm upset. I'm upset. Are you doing that, Nurse Miller, the second time?
Oh, no, King Friday.
Is that Lady Elaine Fairchild?
How did you guess, dear?
Turn your boomerang, Lady Elaine. Turn it immediately.
Say pretty please, pretty please, pretty please, like that.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
Go ahead, say it.
Oh, all right. Pretty please, pretty please.
One more time.
Pretty please. Lady Fairchild, we must have a talk about your boomerang.
Well, I just had to today. Just had to.
But that's upsetting to people, Lady Elaine. Nobody likes to be upset.
That's true. What about your checkup, Fairchild?
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't, you two.
You're afraid, huh? That's why you're upsetting other people. You're upset yourself. Oh, I'll just hold you.
King Friday, I'm
yes.
sorry.
What about that nurse? Here
I'm
she is.
Sorry.
Give her her checkup.
No, King Friday.
Oh, why not?
I can't measure and weigh anyone like that.
Oh, why?
Well, because it'd be much better if she'd let me do it without being held.
Oh, I see. Well, then, Fairchild.
Will it hurt?
No, of course.
Weighing and measuring and checking up? Of course that doesn't hurt.
Are you kidding me?
I don't kid, Lady Elaine. You're the one who kids.
Oh. Well, I'll let you do one little thing. And if that doesn't hurt, we'll see about the next.
All right.
Good for you, Fairchild.
Would you just please stand on this scale?
Is it going to hurt?
No, of course not. Stand on the scale. There now.
Ooh, that tickles.
There now. Did that hurt?
What, you mean you've done something already?
Yes. May I do something else?
No. Well, I don't know. Not sure.
Remember your promise, Lady Elaine.
Oh, okay.
All right, now stand on the scale again. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you.
You're taking care of me.
Mm-hmm. That's what all nurses and doctors do for people.
You were once a little girl.
Strange as that may seem, I was once a little girl.
Well, I'm very proud of you, Lady Elaine. Very proud.
Well, there I just stood right up there like the best of them, didn't I? What'd you do to me? You measured me?
I weighed you and measured you.
Weighed and measured. Yes. I got weighed and measured, King Friday.
Oh, excellent. I'm very proud, I must say. Someday we shall talk at greater length about that boomerang of yours, Fairchild.
Well, I seem to need it once in a while.
Well, farewell, both you ladies. Farewell.
Farewell, King Friday.
Farewell, King Friday. You know what? I think I'll just turn myself over just once.
Oh, do you really think you want to, Lady Elaine?
Well, just to see how it feels. Do you want me to do it to you,
oh,
too?
No, I'll thank you very much. I'll just stand here beside you.
All right. Just to see how it feels. Boomerang, tumerang, sumerang. Oh, It is sort of upsetting, isn't it?
I should think it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to turn yourself around again?
Oh, okay. Sumerang, tumerang, boomerang. There. I just wonder how much I weigh upside down.
Well, the same, I guess.
Lady Elaine, just the same. Upside down, right side up. Thanks for my checkup, dear.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for allowing me, Lady Elaine.
Oh, great. Boy, I feel better already. I got a checkup.
Hi, Trolley. Bye.
Lady Elaine was afraid to have a checkup, so she just acted like a clown. But Nurse Miller took care of her, didn't she? I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once I was very little, too. I was. Now I take care of you. And I like doing it, too. I'll take this scale back to the grocery store. And Mr. McFeely will come and get this big one later. It's almost time for me to go off to my work. Mm-hmm. We're going to be together next week, you and I, talking about important things. Mm-hmm. But I'll be thinking about you tomorrow and all weekend long. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is. You do the snaps for me, okay? Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be. Our day, we will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make each week such a special one. Think of us the next time you get weighed and measured at the doctor's office, will you? We'll be thinking of you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.